In the meantime, Dean from Lunas here. Hi, Dean.
How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. You have a special Valentine's story you'd like to share with us?
Well, I was recently married. I'd just like to say
congratulations.
Hello to my wife out there. And
is she here?
She's not here. She's not in the
studio. She's in Radio Land.
She's in Radio Land,
okay.
We hope.
How long have you been married?
A year, I guess.
Wow.
Just over a year, so I'm not a newlywed anymore.
Oh, congratulations. Now, you brought a friend with you.
Yes, Sterling here from the Velvet Underground, who guested on two tracks on our new record, which is due out March 1st.
Terrific. Soon. Sterling, thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you.
What have you been doing?
After I played on the two Luna tracks?
Yeah.
Since 1970.
I thought it would wind up on the cutting room floor.
How did this get together, you two?
We opened for the Velvet Underground on tour, which is...
Oh, that's right, in France?
Not in France. But everywhere else in Europe.
Oh, okay, other than that. Okay, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, they would have played in France, but the stage was taken up by the camera equipment for all the video stuff. So there was hardly any room for us, and there was no room for their equipment. So.
Will the video ever? We ever see the video, or?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, it's out now. I'm sorry.
And there's a documentary kicking around too.
That's right. You Museum of Radio and Television showing the documentary, right?
Oh, I didn't even know who had it, but I knew someone was.
And the CD's out, obviously.
Yeah.
Double CD. You happy with the? Did you have fun on the tour?
Well, yeah. You never can. Project fun, like say, well, on this tour I need to have at least this much, you know, a fun threshold. But yeah, I did.
Yeah, do you still talk to them at all, or did it run into?
Yeah,
them? Yeah. You think there might be a chance to do it in the States, or?
I don't know. Yeah. It could happen. It seemed that there was no chance that we would play again anywhere, and that happened so suddenly.
Right.
And so smoothly, you would have to say that, you know, I didn't rule it out, but we said all along we had no plans to tour in the U.S. We were serious, but I think that people didn't think we were serious. I had places I wanted to go, the Far East and, you know, Burma, you know, let's find some exotic locales, Antarctica, rather than just go back to U.S. cities that I've been in.
Right, right. Well, we welcome you aboard to the show, and thanks very much for you got your guitar, so we're going to hear from you a little later. Dean, this is the second record for the band, right?
It is the second full-length one. We put on an EP as well in between.
Right. Now, how long did it take to put together the entire, this particular album?
We spent 6 weeks in the, five or 6 weeks in the studio, which is, we don't understand how people spend longer than that, but I guess if you have a lot of money, you can, but... That was more than enough. We had a good time making it. We co-produced it with an engineer named Victor Van Vuit, and we like it. We like it more than the last one.
Really?
We're the most important people to please.
When did you figure out that you liked this one as well as the last one? Was it the middle of the session, or wait till the project was completed?
Right away.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Now, did you learn something from this album, from the last album, that when you went to the studio, okay, let's not... focus on this, or here's a better way of doing it. Maybe the technique a little different.
Yeah, the technique was a little different. We spent a lot of time, all four of us, in one room together, trying to get as many tracks live as we could, and that was something we hadn't really done before. And I think that paid off. Actually, it has a more organic feel to it.
We're gonna listen to a track right now. This is called Tiger Lily. And with us in the studio is Dean from Luna and Sterling Morrison of Velvet Underground. And you guys brought some instruments, and we'd love to hear you play.
Here we go. This is called Great Jones Street. It's also on the upcoming Luna record, which is titled Bewitched.
Terrific.
One, two, three, four. Up on the roof, it's almost dawn. See the water towers look so forlorn. They got no reason to feel that way. Night turns to day. Let's get away. Another day. Mm-hmm.
get away. It's another day. We'll go somewhere we've never been. Time is running out. We'll start again. What's round the bend? I just can't say. Night turns to day. Let's get away. It's another day.
Great job. That's Grant Jones Street from the brand new Luna CD. And we're going to take your phone calls now, 1-800-223-ROCK. And we go to Chicago. Hello. Is this Jason?
Hello.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
You're on with Dean and Sterling.
How you guys doing?
Excellent. Good. Happy Valentine's Day, Jason.
Oh, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day to you, man.
Are you from the horror movies, that Jason?
You sound a lot better without the mask on. Yeah, Jason, what's your question?
First of all, I'd like to say that I really love your music. It's great. I'd like to know when you guys will be touring the U.S.
Are you talking to me, Dean?
Yes.
We're going to be in Chicago opening for the Cocteau Twins March 22nd, and we do that tour, and then we'll come back maybe May, something like that, and
wow.
Do our own tour, which we're looking forward to.
That's going to be a great tour. Let's go to Chris in Collinsville and listen to some WDRE. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I was wondering if you guys got your name from one of my favorite books. It's called John Irving's Rabbit. The main character's name is Luna.
Have you read that, Sterling?
No.
No. The Diane Keaton character in the Woody Allen classic Sleeper, her name is Luna also. And it might be from there. But
I was saying, then you have Tiger Lily from What's Up, Tiger Lily.
From What's Up, Tiger Lily.
Is there any
Woody
type
Allen
of,
theme? I love Woody Allen. Never mind, you know, what they say about him.
Really? What's your favorite Woody Allen movie of all time?
I guess, you know, Annie Hall.
Yeah. What's your favorite Velvet Underground song?
I like What Goes On a whole lot. And Lisa Says from the live 69 Velvet Underground record. That's my favorite.
What's your favorite song, Sterling, that you do with Velvet Underground?
I don't know. I always said I liked Venus in Furs because it was so weird and yet in its own way perfect. It was the one song that came closest to what I thought it might be. Generally, you come out of the studio experience where, well, I say almost it got there, or where it got to was someplace other than where we intended it to go.
Mm-hmm.
But Venus in Furs ended where it was supposed to, and that was what it was supposed to sound like, and it did.
What is there any bands out that you like listening to currently that of any of the new bands?
Well, without getting incestuous, I like to listen to Luna.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer.
We had the option when we toured last summer to leave the opening band question up to individual promoters and have a grab bag, or choose a band that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like Luna, so we said, you know, if they want to do it, let's have them do it. And that was the same circumstance that pertained when we were opening for U2.
Right.
They said, well, we'd like them to do it if they feel like.
Yeah.
And we said, yeah, sure.
Dean, what happened when you got the phone call?
I said, you're pulling my leg. I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I thought someone was having me on.
And was it pretty intense?
Well, that's, I mean, I would say it was a dream come true, but I wouldn't dream something that strange.
Yeah. Let's talk to Nick in Saratoga on WEQX. Hi, Nick.
Hi. I was wondering if I could ask Sterling whether or not when the Velvet Underground was first writing their songs in the 60s, whether or not they're influenced by the Naked Lunch at all or by William S. Burroughs?
Well, we read it. It's not the kind of book that you can read and not be influenced by. I don't think there's any overt Burroughsian slant to any of the lyrics. You might say his preoccupation with sex and drugs in Naked Lunch mirrors our own, but I can't say that it inspired it.
Okay. We're going to listen to another track from the brand new Luna CD. This is entitled This Time Around on Modern Rock Live. Dean, the second album, or maybe second and a half album that's out, a lot of people that want to start bands listen to the show. Is there some kind of advice you can give them? I mean, going through, I mean, you've been in a couple of bands, but...
It's easy. move to Boston? I don't know. Don't start a band in New York. This is a hard place to do it. Just, you know, make yourself a single. I don't know. That's I think that's the great thing about rock and roll, is it's still a fairly cheap format. You can record, you know, in like 4 hours. You can do a couple of songs in a studio somewhere. If between the bunch of you, you can raise $1,000, you can press up a 7-inch single. And if it's good, someone will hear it and someone will like it. That was my experience, anyway.
Any advice, Charlie, on your end?
Well, I've often thought that people starting out want to get instantly creative, and I think they're better off if they're a copy band for a good long time, because that's how you get a musical education. If you decide at the outset to be just purely creative, you're limited by your own expertise at that moment. If you knew how to play the whole Beatles catalog, I guarantee that you would have osmosed more knowledge than if you stay in your garage trying to piece out your own scales. It just, don't try to be too creative too soon.
What is the ultimate cover song that you suggest a band do? Like, what song?
I would say, you know, the history of the last couple of decades, Louie Louie, you might as well start out with. You can't go wrong. I suppose you could, if you made it too short.
How would you deem?
I started with that one, certainly.
Yeah.
That and Stepping Stone, whatever.
We'll take some more phone calls. Let's talk to Ben in Belmore in WDRE. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Hey, I saw you guys last month at CBGB, and you opened up for Unrest.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys,
I could say that.
Great.
Thank you. We had fun that night. We had a really good
time. Oh,
really? We played mostly covers and...
Yeah, the crowd was, like, you know, different. How did that come to be, like, opening up for Unrest?
Well, it was a benefit for another radio station, which shall remain nameless. But so it was just a bunch of bands and all going to a good cause.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and finish up with Luna and listen to one more track from the brand new CD. This is Modern Rock Live. The phone number is 1-800-223. It's Modern Rock Live. Later on this hour, Inspire Carpets will be performing live, and we'll listen to some new songs from them. And next week, it's the Indigo Girls and Tasman Archer of Modern Rock Live. Dean in, from Luna and Sterling Morrison from Velvet Underground are here. And again, you'll be on tour, Dean, with Cocteau Twins?
With the Cocteau Twins, doing the Midwest and the West Coast and maybe a little bit of the South as well. And then off to England and then back here to do our own tour.
When will that be?
England in May, I guess late May.
Okay.
We should be back here.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
And Sterling, you're just going to be relaxing and...
Well, for a bit, and I think I'll tour with Maureen Tucker whenever she hits the ground running, which I think will be in May in Europe. She has a CD that just came out on New Rose, so... I think she lets a decent time interval elapse.
She did, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, between, but I think after about 2 months after the release, she'll come smoking out. So
and,
that's always fun.
And hopefully we'll see you all in the States, too.
Well, she might. That could happen. I don't know what her plan is exactly.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure having you here.
Oh, thanks.
I appreciate
it. Yeah, it was
fun. And Dean, once again, thanks for coming
on
the show. Appreciate it.
See you next
Listen to one other track from the brand new CD. It's called Bewitched. Title track.
Yes.
On Modern Rock
Live. Valentine's track.
Thanks.